keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maritza and Sophie with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, there are calls for social media influencers to be deported after an American influencer went viral for handling crocodiles in far north Queensland on Monday. The videos of influencer Mike Holston catching crocodiles in Cape York have surpassed over 32 million views in the past 4 days. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli called the influencer a goose, stating that the state and federal governments would look into the matter. Calls for deportation come as this is the second incident involving the social media influencers and Australian wildlife in the past year. Earlier this year, American influencer Sam Jones was also under fire after videos of her removing a baby wombat from its mother went viral.
A 100-kilo bronze sculpture stolen from Craven Beach at the height of Cyclone Alfred is being replaced. Sun Spirit by artist Frank Miles disappeared in March, sparking a nationwide search. Surfer Nika Atkins posted an alleged sighting of the sculpture in a real estate listing on domain.com. However, this was one of the three casts created by the artist. This replica has been donated by the owners to be installed in place of the original in Crumbin.
In national news, the federal government will expand its home guarantee scheme to nearly double the number of affordable homes available for first home buyers starting from October 1. The changes removes income limits and property price limits after lifted to $1 million or more in some capital. This will allow buyers to enter the market with just a 5% deposit and skip the lender's mortgage insurance, with Canberra guaranteeing 15% of the loan. New data by Cotality shows the proportion of qualifying house markets will rise, while almost all unit markets will become eligible. Industry experts say the scheme offers relief for buyers shut out of the market, but also warn it could fuel higher prices and increase mortgage risk without addressing the housing supply shortage.
Western Australia Health Minister Meredith Hammett has been told that the lead found in the water of Perth Children's Hospital poses no risk to patient and staff health. The announcement was made following several maintenance issues at Perth Public Hospitals. Hammett was informed that an additional 5 records of higher than acceptable levels of lead were noted on Tuesday. The WA President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Kyle Hoth, said to ABC Radio Perth that it is safe to be at Children's Hospital right now. The hospital is handling the issue, however, no detail has been confirmed.
In international news, at 4 p.m. local time, Israel led attacks in Qatar's capital, Doha. Netanyahu has claimed responsibility for authorization of the airstrike, which killed 5 Hamas members and 1 Qatari internal security force. Qatari Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdulrahman II has responded in a press conference saying Qatar, quote, reserves the right to respond, end quote. Hamas members speculated to have been gathered in Doha in regards to ceasefire negotiations with the U.S. and Qatar. This attack comes days after a drone attack on the aid boat to Gaza, Sumud Flotilla. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has condemned Israel's attack in Qatar, stating to the ABC it perils that work on the ceasefire and it risks escalation.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.5, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.